Welcome to Dumb Question. I'm your host, Kent McKay, and I know a lot of interesting people. I bring them on, and I ask them dumb questions. In this episode, my friend Rob. We talk about technology and books. This is part one of my interview with Rob from 2012 on Dumb Question. So welcome to the inaugural episode of Dumb Questions.
It's an honor to be here.
Guest number one.
Guest number one.
Mr.
Uno.
Mr. Rob.
That is me.
Yes.
Great.
Unfortunately, our original space to record this was locked.
Yes. The university library allowed me to book a room. It simply would not let me into the building to use the room. So that was fun. Well, we got to tour the campus.
We walked around the campus for a good 20 minutes, half an hour.
Got to be cold.
Got to be cold.
Got to see stuff. Got to feel kind of stupid.
Reminisce, point at buildings that weren't there when I went there.
Yeah.
That's new.
Back in your day.
That was a green field. We used to pick daisies there.
Daisies.
So an hour later, we burned through a half a dozen good conversations.
It's hard to stare not directly into the microphone, isn't it?
It is hypnotic.
It is very, it is it's like it's watching us.
It's watching and listening.
It's watching. It's judging. Silently judging. Always judging.
So, one thing we touched upon earlier, we can actually talk in real life now that we're recording.
Apparently, the conversation we had previously doesn't count.
No, we got to redo everything. So I hope you remember everything you said.
Verbatim. Yes.
Because you're a tech guy. I would consider you an early adopter.
I am qualified nerd.
So, you're talking about having all your eggs in the Google basket?
I do have all my eggs in the Google basket. This is a thing that I've been growing increasingly concerned of. I originally loved the idea that all of my services were offered by the one global do-no-harm enterprise, but
one password, one site.
One password, one thing to forget, one identity, but I'm starting to realize that if I ever, like, came afoul of terms of service, I would be homeless in a box, if I could afford a box. I have no access to my email, to my address book, to my calendar. I assume my phone would self-destruct. It's an Android phone. I've got the Nexus here. So, yeah, I just have to assume it would, like, sprout robotic little legs and run away.
It would leave. Yelling your...
mail itself back to Google.
Yelling your social security number as it ran away.
Yeah, precisely. At the alarm. It's the default alarm.
So, I've got the same concerns because... You know, I have my Hotmail account, and it has in its own drive space, and I got Dropbox, and I got stuff in Google, and I got stuff in Apple, and I got stuff everywhere, and I kind of thought, well, I should consolidate. Download, consolidate, do the whole bit, but I'm like, well, which one do I think is going to exist in 5 years, let alone...
Well, there's the Book of Faces.
The Book of Faces.
The Book of Faces is probably in for the long haul. I don't think they're doing very well stock-wise, but... There's going to be a way to make money off of that. There has to be.
You don't think it's going to go the way of the Space of My?
Space of My, no. I never had a MySpace account. I sort of missed that whole thing. I think it's really interesting now if I want to listen to an indie band, but pretty much nothing else. The Facebook...
Friendster? You weren't on Friendster?
No.
Orkut?
I'm
Plurk?
You made that one up.
Bebo? These are real.
These are not real.
These are real sites.
That's nonsense. I would know. I would have been told.
Some are just for Brazilians,
I get Social Network Monthly. I would know about these things.
Yeah, because I've always seen these trends of, like, a new site comes up. Everybody rushes to get on it.
Greatest thing ever.
Suddenly everyone's mom joins, so you can't...
Instagram changes its terms of service to beat your elderly parents or something.
And then everybody runs away and finds the new thing.
Yep. I think Instagram is not interfacing with Twitter anymore.
They don't play nice anymore.
They don't play nice, no. They're trying to each be their own thing. I'm still on Google Plus, which I'm liking. It's just me shouting into the
This is my circle!
It's a circle of one. I'm a one-man wolf pack.
So do you think that's the... Are we going to be fragmented forever, do you think?
I don't know. It's it's hard to say which way this is going to go, because inherently I don't think these services want to play nice with each other because they are competitors, but they do, on the other hand, recognize that users want to be able to connect their orchids to their plorks, and, you know, and that's like Lego, you know, there's got to be a standard somewhere. So I've been experimenting with a service called Flipboard, which is probably, it's new to me, but I think it's been around for a bit. They've got apps for Android, they've got apps for iOS, and what it is it's a social news aggregate service. So it basically makes a magazine out of all of your feeds. So I've hooked up mine to, plugged it into all of my various ports, I'm making arm motions here, that's great radio. And so it pulls news stories that I think will be interesting interesting for me, and incorporates them with my friends' feeds.
So would it create like a page for, so if I looked up, if I subscribed to all your Twitters and Facebookies, would it create like a page of what you are doing now kind of thing?
It doesn't create a page for person. It sort of takes multiple people and sorts it per category. So, for example, you can select some of their existing, some of their pre-set up news feeds. Like, I've got technology, I've got music, I don't have politics, I don't have, I have news, but I don't have sports, because I'm not a sports
guy. Any good geek.
Yeah. I have a body built for doing math indoors.
It's an indoor body.
Yeah.
Hunched.
Air conditioning, fluorescent lights.
Yes.
So, that's my my environment. So what it does when you subscribe to one of those channels is it pulls like Twitters from tweets from news organizations that are talking about the kind of things you're interested in, and it links to the stories as well. So it actually displays the story within the app, so you don't have to click anything. And I mean, they do like the highlights page has a little bit of everything, and it also has your personal feeds too. I've been actually enjoying very much your best kitchen utensils of 2012 tweets. I particularly me and my wife had a lovely laugh about spatula.
I tweeted over the course of a day, over 9 hours, I tweeted a top 10 list of best utensils in my kitchen. And spatula was number one this year. Like green spatula has been with me since I moved out.
It's a strong front runner.
It's
not a lot of competition.
Green spatula. That's literally when I moved
Whisk
out.
Whisk had a strong showing this year.
Whisk at number 10 was...
I was surprised it made the list, but when I saw the Whisk, I was pretty happy.
Two words. Omelets.
Omelets.
Yeah, Whisk.
Omelets. Two words? Omelets.
Small omelets. Ham omelets.
Ham and... Yes.
Let's.
So I actually, it's funny you should say, can you see what one person is up to now? Because I... recently set up a Twitter account for my wife, just because she was curious what I was doing. She's not really a social networking type of person.
Just this side of Amish.
Just this side of Amish, yeah. It's not quite pathological, but it is pretty pronounced, her dislike of technology.
Well,
so,
I think wisely.
Yes, she's not wrong.
She like does she does actual stuff.
She has,
cooks and does karate, and meanwhile we're like bleeping our
plorks. She knows
what and,
sunshine and fresh air are like, and it's...
and she can come back and tell you in your hunch
in my,
fluorescent
my
glare.
Man cave through my filters. Yes, so I set up a Twitter account for her, which she's not very interested in, but she occasionally will check out. So when I set up the Flipboard account for her and connected her Twitter feed to it, it was exclusively you sprinkled with me. Being the only two people she follows. So that was fun to see myself highlighted as a featurette in Kent Monthly.
We come up together.
Indeed.
That's good. Well, that's why I thought I'd have you on as guest numero uno.
That would be a good place for you to drop in a promo. You could drop in a promo right there.
You could drop in a promo.
Do we have anything to promote? I don't think we do.
Not us. I don't.
You don't?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, you could talk a little bit about the podcast. This is the first episode, so we're still trying to figure out... Wait, am I hosting or are you hosting?
We'll drop in a thing saying that this is your segment.
Right.
And then...
Okay. Welcome to Talking with Rob. I'm your host, Steve. Yeah, so this was kind of fun. We're actually, after the ordeal of trying to figure out exactly where we were going to be for all of this, we got to set it up, which, according to modern technology, apparently consists of plugging in one thing and pressing a record button. Was it a button or was it a switch?
More of a toggle. It's a, it's a virtual button on a screen because nothing actual button. Physical, right?
Yes. So this is being done on a MacBook, I believe. A MacBook Air.
A fruit-based computer?
Fruit. Oh, yes. Very good.
Fruit-based
computer.
Until I get sponsorship, I'm using a fruit-based...
A fruit-based computer.
And a...
silver phallic microphone.
That's why I got it.
It's appealing.
It looks like an old-timey radio microphone.
It does, nice. You should have it hanging off of like some sort of...
gantry?
Cable thing.
So I got a dumb question. What are you reading right now?
What am I reading right now? Well, I am actually rereading one of my favorite authors. I am reading The Science of Discworld.
The Science of Discworld?
Yes. My favorite author, long-standing favorite author, is Sir Terry Pratchett.
He was knighted?
He was knighted. Yes, he has been knighted. I don't know how recently. I think it was quite some time ago that he was knighted. But he is a prolific author. He writes a... somewhat fantasy satire series, which is hard to describe it that way anymore because it's actually evolved so much over the 30-odd books in the series. He's been writing since the 80s and seems to come out with a book every 6 months or so, placed in this fantasy universe that he's created. And the books have grown in sophistication and complexity. So it's really something that it's fun to read from the beginning and sort of read them all as you go. But he has actually teamed up with authors who, since I did not know this question in advance, cannot tell you the name of. But it is a science book. It is a popular science book that is interspersed with activities from the universe. So there's a storyline going on, and every second chapter is the storyline that deals with wizards and magic and creating a universe where magic doesn't work, which is, in this case, our universe. And and the science of what they're actually discovering about this universe as we go, and a little bit of history and talk.
So
about
it's our science from the point of view of their crappy wizards.
Exactly, they are wizards who live in a world where magic works. It is just a thing. It is a thing you can use. It has costs and rules. It's very structured. And they, as a result of a magical experiment gone wrong in the Science of Discworld 1, I believe. Have created a small bubble of a universe which has completely different rules and does not operate on magic.
So and they have a hard time fathoming...
Having a hard time figuring out how it's supposed to work and how things do what they do. So in this universe, there is an element called a narrativium, which is the element that basically tells the stories of the universe so that everything knows what it's supposed to be. You know, the third son of a king grows up to be a... wise and powerful king, or whatever the story happens to be that you're reading. But, of course, in Round World, as they call it, nothing knows what it's supposed to be. So they're trying to figure out how stories work here. And right now I'm at a very interesting point. The turns out the Round World is infested with elves. So it's not entirely, perhaps, historically accurate. But
this may not be the best book for a science fair project.
No. No, my... It's like learning that your ant farm has fungus. Rather, they're learning that their universe has elves. So, an undesirable parasite.
That's neat. Have you read, how many books are in that series, Discworld?
I think it's close to 40 now. I'm really not sure.
Not counting, all the graphic novels and
No, there's graphic novels, there's tie-ins, there's all sorts of... There's young adult books, so there's some stuff that's suitable for young adults, which I've read as well, and other than a slightly simpler language, seems to deal with the same kind of themes and adult issues that the older the books aimed at adults do. He's not doing well, I understand. He's quite
for
sick.
Several years. Is it Alzheimer's?
It's an early onset Alzheimer's. I was heartbroken to find out because, like I say, he's one of the, as far as for my money, he's one of the most talented writers that ever there has been. There was recent news that came up actually that was very interesting. He is grooming, I think, his daughter. I read the article very quickly, and right now your listeners are screaming at me with the details of what's actually going on.
Please leave this author's name in the comments. We'd love to hear from you.
Email me directly at don'temailme.com. So I think it's his daughter. I think he's been grooming his daughter for some time to actually take over the series.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very interested to see how that's going to be. I know that he doesn't write anymore. He doesn't write, he can't use a keyboard. It's too difficult for him, so he dictates his thoughts and then puts them
which
together.
I'm sure to watch is just like an old man just yelling about elves.
I have to assume it's surreal to be in there, but it'll still be something to see. Gee.
Because he was definitely, like, I've only read the first book and a half.
You're missing out.
But that's why I got into it, because one, I knew there was a lot of books to be had. So it's coming at the end of the series rather than the middle, when you start a series and the author dies and there's no ending. I didn't want that to happen, so I thought...
Well, it's actually, the series itself, like I say, it's about 40 books, but it's not exactly the same group of people in every book. There's about, I guess, four?
A couple branches.
Five of different storylines. One of my favorites deals with city guards. It's kind of a police procedural type of thing, except it's dealing with medieval guards, you know, the role of which in any good fiction is to be killed by the hero without a thought or a name, you know, but they actually solve crimes and they figure things out. And the police force for the city is growing, and they have to deal with the challenges of that. And there's a series of witches. There's witches that tend to do spoofs on, like, Shakespearean Macbeth type witches. And
nice.
They live high in the mountains, and that's grown a lot. And that group of people have been in about five or six of the books, I think. And there's one offs, and there's just a wide variety of things.
Nice. So you're finding the science of Ringworld. Discworld. Now Larry Niven can comment.
Keep your fiction straight, please. Yes. No, it's a science book that has been written with some other authors as well. There's a third one in the series, too. I don't remember that. I think it's Darwin's Watch is the title of the third one. But, I haven't read that one in a while. I'm rereading them, 1, 2, and 3.
Cool. So,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I still have, I think, the second book on my
The Light Fantastic.
The Light Fantastic. Yes. From your collection, is that still on my end table? Because
is
I
that haven't. Where my book is?
That's from. That's where it is.
I've gotten into the habit of just assuming I'm never getting anything back when I loan something, because I can't remember who I gave it to.
I ended up getting an app for my Apple based phone, fruit based telephone, called IOU. So every time you loan something out,
that is handy.
You say, or we borrow something.
I'm trying to get in the habit of using Evernote for things like that. Evernote is one of these free apps that's they have a subscription service that you can pay for if you're using it excessively. But for making yourself little notes and stuff like that, it's nice to have a little list, a to-do list that you can check things off of that's synchronized across. You know, I've got it for my, you know, my wife's fruit-based computer, or fruit-based phone, rather, has it, and my robot phone has it.
You got stuff in there. You got stuff in the Googles.
I have stuff in the Googles.
You got stuff in the big number-based computer.
One more thing to hold, one more cloud. What was your comment from before? Oh, it's in the cloud, so it could easily blow away,
We put things in the cloud to keep it secure. And ironically, when something doesn't work anymore, we call it a brick.
So the useful...
hard brick is not useful. But the cloud, which never blows away, is where we put our important stuff.
Which is transient by its very nature.
It'll be much more... when I retweet that later, it'll be much more concise and...
We'll edit it.
And get it down. I found that Twitter has forced me to, like, write better jokes because you're limited by characters. So you have to go in and take out all those extra words.
Not necessarily better, but more concise.
Which
it's not good for the story format.
It forced you to, if you can tell a story in 140 characters.
I think the shortest story. Oh, I know this. Look how smart I am. The shortest story was.
Is it for sale baby shoes never used?
You beat me to it. Who was that? It was a result of a bet, wasn't it?
I want to say Oscar Wilde or something like that, but I think it was later than
Hemingway?
That.
Hemingway? Might have been Hemingway.
But
these are the words I know because I'm smart. Hemingway?
Oscar Wilde.
I've actually read Hemingway. I read The Old Man and the Sea.
Was it as boring as it sounds?
It was, I'm going to say, it's the kind of story you really just want to curl up and hang yourself afterwards. It's spoiler alert. It's about an older sailor who's a fisherman, and he managed to catch.
Did you just spoiler alert Old Man in the Sea?
I might have.
All right, carry on.
When was that written? 1602.
I think at least three Hemingways have shot themselves. Like his father did, he did, and his daughter did.
Well, it's nice to have traditions.
So every now and again, a you go get 'em girl post on the book face. And it'd be like, you can achieve anything. And it's like quoted to Ernest Hemingway. I'm like, no. Nope. He may have said that at one time, something people inspirational, change. But people change. And Hemingway,
there's an ebb and a flow to that kind of thing.
When I started getting into stand-up comedy for serious reels, being the academic...
For keepsies.
Yeah. I did, being the academic guy, I went to the library and got books on stand-up comedy.
Right.
Because, of course, that's how you learn.
Yeah.
And...
it's like books on how to be a people person.
Books on how to swim, right? You get a book out, sure. How to swim, you read it.
Unless it floats, it's probably not...
Not a duck.
Yeah.
So I can get these books on comedy out, and going through them, and there's one full of quotes. There was, trying to find out how this comedian did it, how George Carlin did it. You know, try to find your way. So there's this great quote from this one comedian basically saying that the comics that last are the ones that stick with it. It's all about sticking with it.
Well,
plenty of comics come up.
I think that's tautological.
But comics that really work hard at it.
Yes.
Like, you just can't do it half-assed. You have to, the harder you work out, the more you'll pay off.
Well, by definition, if you've given up, you're not...
You're not a comic anymore.
So.
Well, there's a weeding out process at the beginning that people who don't want...
Thins the herd
kind of thing. So, and the quote's by Richard Jenny, who committed suicide in 2001. So, here's this great... Stick
That's
with
it. That's a different
it.
Spin on it, doesn't it?
Stick with it. You got to do it right. Just you got to keep do what you love. And from this guy who committed suicide in this comedy book, I'm thinking the only people who would ever read this are comedians or wannabe comics
who will appreciate the irony, humor.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, same with I read George Carlin's autobiography.
Okay.
And at the end of the book, there's a one page about the author. And it's like. I just read, literally, it starts with his birth, his conception. He knows, what weekend he was conceived on.
So they stayed with Cole's notes of the biography.
Yeah, an autobiography.
Right.
If George were alive, he would have gotten, 10 minutes of material out of and about the author at the back of an autobiography. He would have lost his shiz over that.
I think we got a caller. We
got a caller.
Wait, no, we can't possibly get a caller.
We should, for a later podcast, we should post, and if we actually have listeners, we should get one of those Google phone numbers.
Hey.
And then people could actually call in.
There's an idea.
But right now, if I can get 10 people who aren't on the podcast subscribing to the podcast, that's a win.
If that's you, give us a call, caller. I'm not used to this format. I'm thrilled to be here, but I seem to be adopting some sort of artificial radio voice, which I am not quite able to control.
That's all right. That's all right.
I tell you. We're back.
We'll clean it up a bit, but I think a lot of it's pretty good stuff. I wish we had been recording in the car as we were driving around.
Yes.
Because there were some... Yes. I was trying to not talk to you.
Rule one, don't shoot the shit for 45 minutes before you start recording, because you burn through a lot of your best stuff.
You burn through all the gold, because otherwise it's just like... All right. Well, thanks for coming by to the Dumb Question Studios.
Very, very happy to be here. I love this space you've rented out for this. It's great.
And talk to you later.
All righty.
For more Dumb Question, go to standupcomic.ca.